welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center and a member of the Swine Innovation Pork Coordinated African Swine Fever Research Working Group. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
Thanks for the opportunity, Bruce.
The Swine Health Information Center has released its latest domestic and global swine disease monitoring reports. What are the latest developments with regards to African swine fever?
Well, African swine fever continues to circulate in Eastern Europe, especially in their wild boar population. It's certainly a lesson that we have to learn as we look forward to our prevention, our preparedness, and our response. Hopefully we can prevent it, but if we can't, we have to learn lessons from Eastern Europe and from Southeast Asia. There is a new outbreak in Eastern Germany in domestic pigs. It's a small holding. I think there are only 11 pigs on the farm, but it's a small holding that possibly had contact with feral pigs. And they're still doing the epidemiology and the outbreak investigation on that. But it's an example of the ability for this virus to be harbored in the wild pig population and for its spillover into domestic pigs. ASF is a disease of pigs. It's not a food safety issue, but it can be transmitted if a pig comes into contact with another pig's carcass that died from ASF, and that's what happens in the wild or feral pig population, or if it comes into contact with a food product that was prepared from a pig that had died from ASF. So ASF is still moving around Eastern Europe. It is also in Southeast Asia. There's been further developments in testing of vaccines in Vietnam, which have been promising, but we're looking at ASF as a continual pressure on the borders of North America, and we certainly have to do everything we can do to prevent it and be prepared for that.
How does the outbreak in Singapore change the overall situation, and what does it suggest in terms of ongoing spread?
Well, that's an example of the continued ongoing spread and continued pressure of this virus epidemiologically. It's in a variety of different countries in Southeast Asia, and that continues to move. It's a virus that moves with deliberate motion. It doesn't move fast, but it moves deliberately, and it continues to do such. Introduction of the virus into countries like Singapore, like into the Philippines, like into other countries in Southeast Asia, demonstrate the importance of closing windows of movement of that virus. Probably not from movement of infected pigs, but most probably from movement of infected products. If a pork product, which isn't a food safety issue for people, if a sandwich is made from the meat of a pig that has been infected with ASF, if another pig gets in contact with that, then that contact pig can be infected with it. So that's probably the way that it moves between countries, unless you have borders with other countries that have wild pigs that don't respect international borders, of course.
You mentioned vaccine development. What are we seeing in terms of progress at this point?
Well, there still is testing going on, commercial testing of vaccine in Vietnam. And the reports that I've gotten from that is that they have been successful in that they've shown to be safe, they've shown to be effective and helpful in decreasing the spread of ASF. So those are good things. There was some question about the ASF vaccine initially and about its safety, but I think the Vietnamese Department of Animal Agriculture, Department of Animal Health, answered those, and those tests continue to happen in Vietnam. It is not without restriction, however. That virus that is being tested in Vietnam would be very challenging to produce in volume enough to be able to use it outside of regional use in Vietnam. It's difficult to propagate the virus. This vaccine uses pig white blood cells to propagate the virus, and that means there's limitation on its production, and therefore it's got limits in its volume of production as well as its outcomes when you vaccinate pigs. One of the things about this virus is that it's not able to be differentiated antibody-wise in the pig that's either been vaccinated or been infected with ASF. There's no difference in the antibodies. You can't tell the difference in the antibodies. So that's an important technical piece that has to be solved as well. So things are still moving with vaccine production, vaccine trials, and vaccine research. It's still a long road, though, and we don't have the satisfactory end of that tunnel yet that we can get to say we've got a safe, effective, and responsible vaccine that we can deploy worldwide.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think one of the things, Bruce, it's worthy of mentioning that ASF continues to be in on the island of Hispaniola and in the Dominican Republic and Haiti. USDA has gone down there and offered support with a variety of different programs of diagnostics, of indemnification to help support eradication. However, it still remains on that island. And it sounds like it's going to be there for quite a while into the future. So the policy issues of eradication and indemnification on the island have to evolve, and they are evolving, such that we've got to look at ways that we can ensure that we keep the virus on that island and as the responsibility of the Dominican Republic and Haiti to address, and hopefully sometime in the future, they'll be able to do that. But in the near term, certainly in the near term, midterm, and possibly farther term, we're going to be dealing with ASF on Hispaniola for quite a while.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center and a member of the Swine Innovation Pork Coordinated African Swine Fever Research Working Group. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.